Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries right here in the Northwest region of Arkansas. Good to be with you this morning. We have some technical news to share with you. By the morning, early morning tomorrow, we should have our Omega Radio up and running again. And we have a very special guest that will be joining me on the air. I'm going to interview once again Pastor Carl Gallups. Excuse me, Pastor Carl Gallups. He's been a guest here on the Omega Radio Network several times. He has written a new book. He's out there, and we have the joy and pleasure and honor of interviewing him tomorrow. So put that on your calendar tomorrow. Also, Mr. Woods from Technocracy Rising, another author, we have invitations out for him. And we are going to be filling our time slots to build up the Omega Radio Network in the days ahead. We're going through an entire revamping, and everything is changing. I'm actually trying to get this done with as much help as I possibly can. We have shifted from Windows to Mac. We're doing all kinds of different things, and hopefully it's all going to work out for the good so that we could just simply do our job. And we can continue to broadcast as we've been doing since the year 2000. So we've been at this for about 18 years. We're glad to be doing it. And I'm going to share something with you this morning that I believe is going to kind of bring everything together. As you know, and I know, today if you say tomato, someone's going to say tomato. And if you say potato, someone's going to say potato. There are so many different ideas. There are so many different opinions. It seems that in everything, there's two sides. And the sides don't seem to be complementary each other. The different sides of the coin seem to be divisive. And I want to really labor at bringing back a sanity, if you will, of that there's one coin, it has heads and tails, and both sides of the coin are complementary to one another, rather than the divisiveness that we see going on in the prophetic community and all the different ideas. I'm hoping that this greatest army on the face of the earth will stop shooting itself and wounding its own. I mean, someone once said that the church is the greatest army on the earth and the only army that kills its own people. And we've seen enough of that. And yet, it's important that we wade through these times of darkness and confusion. And so something happened in the last 48 hours that you need to be very aware of. And, you know, I'm going to basically be bringing lots of different thoughts and ideas, but for the purpose of complementing where we are, because it is so important for people, God's people particularly, to know what time it is and to understand what is happening. And so with that attempt in mind, I want to read to you a prophetic word. But before I do that, I want to share a video. Now, here's how this is all working. Okay, you be the judge of this. Sit down, carefully weigh what I'm about to say. Okay, carefully weigh what I'm about to say. It's really important that you do that. I had a couple of days ago concerning the crisis on the border. Okay, we're talking about the illegal immigration issue and the migrant issue of people that are wanting to crash the borders in Tijuana and in that area. Well, a couple of days ago, a image came into my mind, and this is how the Holy Spirit works with me, shows me things, and it's my responsibility to say, is this in my own imagination, or is this something from you, Lord? And then, sure enough, God always seems to confirm which way it is, for the most part. You know, this is huge stuff going on in the Spirit, and it's important that we stay connected and in tune with what the Lord is showing. So anyways, what I saw, and I actually shared this with Patricia, my wife, as we were communing, and what I saw were helicopters and airplanes coming up from the south as the migrant army was coming up from the south into the north. And I thought for a moment that these helicopters and airplanes were part of a greater army that was behind. Now, this is about 4 days ago that these helicopters and airplanes were coming up from the south. They were kind of covering the army on the ground of immigrants. And then I imagined in my thinking as I'm watching all of this that there was going to be a spraying of either anthrax or some kind of chemical that would be released against the military on the border and border patrol, that there would be some kind of from the air, not only bullets and bombs and that type of thing, but some kind of air gas of sorts to bring poison. And as I was thinking about that 4 days ago or so, this came into my mind again and again and again, helicopters, airplanes coming up from the south. Well, then this morning, we were given a video, and I'm going to share a little bit about it. You're going to want to listen very carefully here for a few minutes by this reporter who has been reporting on the caravan and the immigration for a while now. He's getting a lot of attention. And he said something that was very interesting. And then after we listened to this video, it somewhat complemented what I was seeing, but more importantly, the prophetic word that I brought forth out of my files yesterday, because I was going on Kerm Radio and I was going to bring this message, but I was halted to do so. And so I did not share it. But after looking and listening to the video that I'm about to share with you and having somewhat of a vision of helicopters and airplanes and then a thought about the release of some kind of anthrax or gas against the military on the borders, whoever these planes were, I thought about the drug lords, the SETA gangs who have their own helicopters and they have their own drug trafficking in Mexico. I mean, this is, you know, big time stuff with the Zetas and MS-13 and these guys. They have access to this kind of military power. They have become their own military in a sense. And so I was wondering about that, but then this came out today and I thought it was very interesting. And when you hear this video, just a couple of minutes, and when I read the prophetic word, I believe the Holy Spirit is going to be putting something together. So I trust that you're ready. Here is a quick little video clip of the reporter that is going to share what a Mexican news agency has been reporting on, and a gentleman that was talking, and you're going to hear the whole thing for yourself. So sit tight for a moment. Listen to this. We're going to complement it with something that we've seen, something that we heard, and then I'm going to read a prophetic word, and I believe it's going to wrap it all up. So here we go. Here is the YouTube video about this very important issue. Listen carefully.
Okay, there we go. Now, I want you to watch this carefully. Now, that's the guy. This is the guy that I'm talking about right here. This guy right here. And it says here, this from Twitter, Noticieros Televisa, at least 300 immigrants, they are contained by federal police when they try to get through the border at the San Ysidro port of entry from Tijuana. From the American side, border patrol agents closed the way for the Central Americans. And this was on the radio show called, TV show On Point in Punto with Denise Merker. And here you can read the whole story. And this takes you to like Facebook. It's a link at Facebook where you can watch the whole video in its entirety or the whole show in Punto, which means on time or sharp, like a 12 sharp, whatever. So this is the video in itself. It says migrants walk through the San Ysidro, Tijuana border crossing. Okay. I'm citing the sources so everything can be documented and everybody can check it out for themselves. Now, here's the source. Televisa News, November 23rd, 2018, used under fair use license for criticism and commentary only. Now, here comes the good stuff, guys. Check it out. Now, this is Denise Merker. She's presenting, you know, the report and everything. And here we go. And this is just a clip of the video. Now, this is the guy that I'm talking about. This is the spokesperson that's going to speak in a minute. The title is going to be in yellow. And I overlaid what the Televisa news reporter asked him. Okay, here we go. Now, we want to enter peacefully, he says, and then he says, we want to reach an agreement with Trump. Check this out. We want to reach an agreement with Trump. Because if not, in that day, when we were in Guatemala, remember when they stormed through the border? He's remembering that day. That if they don't come to a peaceful resolution, because if not, what happened in Guatemala, he's like hinting, you know, at something worse. And here the Televisa reporter asking him, he already made it clear, meaning Donald Trump, and he will not let them enter. He said that Donald Trump would not let them enter into the United States. And this is what he responds. Yeah, well, yeah, he made it clear, like I said. He cannot come against, he cannot fire against us. He says he can't fire against them. Because I believe that tomorrow, a really strong nation is coming to support us. May I ask what countries? Asked the reporter. Russia is coming. They are coming. I have their phone number from them in Chile. Chile, as you know, is a socialist communist country. I just called them on the phone and I told them what was going on. And then they're asking him his name. Who are you? I mean, you're clearly an agent. Clearly, this guy is being supported by the Russians now. He has their phone number in Chile. And they're like giving them, recommendations, suggestions of how to deal with this humanitarian crisis at the border. I cannot give you my name. I cannot give it to you. I haven't given it to anybody. I always deny my name. Russia is coming. They are coming. And there you go. I mean, wow. What do you think about that, guys?
All right, so I'm going to let that sit right there. If you could download this, watch it on YouTube, surrounded by a lot of men guy in a red hat. He's got some aviator glasses on. He's telling his story that the Russians are going to come back them up. Now, what I'm thinking is when I saw these helicopters and airplanes, you know, if there is something like that moving in that direction. And again, you have people saying that's full of baloney. That's a bunch of BS, et cetera, which is a baloney sandwich. And so they got all these different ideas coming around. And yet you have more caravans coming. You have more migrants that are coming up. And some are saying there are four. Some are saying there are seven. They're losing track of, you know, how many different groups are coming because they're spreading out. But with that said, let's put it all together for just a minute. We have already been reading, if you have not yet read, the book of Joel, chapters 1 and 2. If you have not yet read Jeremiah chapter 4, if you have not been paying attention to the prophetic words of God, okay, that have been spoken over and over and over again, God, you see, everything has to have a root. It has to flow and originate in the word of God. And that's what, you know, this is all about. But now we're at a moment and we have somewhat of a crisis. The news is all over this. You know, this is the border crisis. It's a real crisis. And something else was said. It's going to blow your mind. I wish I could find it here. Where this same reporter, and I want you to remember this, the same reporter, and I could play this to just to show you that he was saying this. He said, chaos and confusion. Chaos and confusion, just like that. Now, let me read to you what I was led yesterday to pull out of my files, and it was simply titled Revolution. I wrote this many years ago, and here's what it says. America has come to the point of no return. I warn you that unless this nation repents and turns to me with their whole heart, and reverses recent decisions made, there will be no peace. War looms upon your horizon, O great nation, and many enemies await your destruction. Truly, those who have formed an alliance with you will stand afar off and cry bitterly at your destruction as they see the smoke of your torment rise. I plead with you, O great nation, that you would take back the reins of power and reverse the decisions made. Yet I know, even now, that you will not, for you have within you the seeds of destruction planted many years ago. Blood, much blood is on your hands, America, and you will reap the reward of murder and death. The entire system of unrighteousness will be met with a revolution. The time has come, and it will be withheld no more. Now, before I go any further, okay, Patricia informed me this morning of another video she had been listening to, and someone had spoken and said very absolutely, some military personnel, that it's going to begin in the United States, which again confirmed Dmitry Dudamy's prophecy that there would be an internal bursting forth, and the government would be occupied with what's going on within. And so I want to continue reading now. God, this prophetic word said the time has come, it will be withheld no more. Sign has been given, and those whom have been prepared shall be released and shall come forth in a fury of outrage. Look to your own countrymen, for they will usher in the external warheads that are aligned against you. Why? Why would you not listen? Oh, church in America, have you become so dull as to have no ability to respond to the deeds that are done in the country in which you live? Are you so fat, so blind, so deaf that nothing can penetrate your hearts? Have your hearts so hardened and callous that the foreskin has not been taken away? Is there no ability to shout? Is there no ability to awake? Now listen carefully. You ready? A quandary, chaos, confusion. Bring forth the axe, bring forth the hammer, bring forth the spear, for war has been determined. Now, when I was looking at that video this morning, or listening to it and watching it, And then yesterday I brought this out, a quandary, chaos, confusion, exact wording of this man on this video here. I'll try to find it for you. Bring forth the axe, bring forth the hammer. Now, I don't know if anybody has ever really looked at the Russian symbol for, I guess, I don't think it's their flag. I know the bear is their symbol, but they have the crescent moon, the half crescent moon, and then they have a hammer. I'd like to find that on the internet as well, because bring forth the axe, bring forth the hammer, bring forth the spear, for war has been determined. Over a month ago on these radio broadcasts, I warned our listeners that we are no longer in boot camp, that we are being released into war, and I hope that our equipping has been proper to be able to stand in the evil day. It is war. Every time I ask the Lord a question, Lord, what do? He said, prepare for war. So a spiritual battle over the soul of a nation has been underway for quite some time, but the powers of darkness that are being released in this moment, because there has been no repentance to speak of. So the elevation of warfare, the spiritual warfare that the body of Christ alone can battle, because there's no other force, there's no other army on this earth that can fight against the demonic spirits that are being unleashed in this time. Church has been commissioned to fight this battle, but I don't know how prepared the church is, because the church has been told it's going to disappear and fly away in a pre-tribulational rapture. And so I don't know how prepared they are for this battle. But I know that the only army that could fight a demonic enemy and a demonic army is the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the end time army of God. So the question in this prophecy was, why? How has the church become so dull? Why does it have no ability to respond to the deeds that are being done in the country? Have we grown so fat? Are we so blind? Are we just, you know, in a condition where we're useless as far as an end time army? But God has an army all throughout this earth that's going to rise in the last days, because there's an awakening coming. And I agree with that. There is an end time army that is going to be super empowered by an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but we need to know what we're fighting for, and it is for the souls of mankind. Now, when I saw this, bring forth the axe, bring forth the hammer, bring forth the spear, for war has been determined. I will utterly wipe away all evil and perversion. I will pour out my spirit, but my spirit will be poured out in indignation, wrath, and calamity. You sought to appease me with gifts and kept to your own ways, but I am not appeased, O nation. Grieved shall you be called, wailing and lamentation throughout your streets and cities. Why? Why have you gone to the point of no return? How long will you halt between two matters? I have forced the issue. I see the hands of those superior officers that have not my heart in this matter, wringing their hands behind closed doors. I am putting a decision in the heart of your president, for he is indeed in an awkward position. Neither choice that he makes will be a good one, for both will lead to destruction. However, the collateral damage will be totaled according to the precise judgment that is issued forth. Perfect justice will perfectly balance the scales. According to the measure, so shall it be measured again. Hold your breath, O great nation. Perplexity has come. So when I put all of this together, I am seeing somebody saying Russia's coming up. People are saying that's baloney. Others are saying this is serious business. Russia just attacked a ship over in the Ukraine and took it over. There's a lot of important information about that going on as well. So strategic movements all over the place. The chessboard is alive right now. And there are many pawns, and you see the pawns coming up from the south. But these are the pawns to the greater adversary. These are the pawns to the rooks. These are the pawns to the castles. These are the pawns to, you know, the different pieces and the queen and all of these different more powerful pieces on the board are being strategically moved. So what does it all mean to us? Well, if this is all true, God spoke through a prophet by the name of Dmitry Dudeman. If that was truly a God event, that God took Dmitry Dudeman out of Romania, brought him to the United States, and showed him that America is Babylon, and that the cities of America will be destroyed by nuclear bombs, and that it would begin with an internal revolution, and the internal revolution would become so out of control that the government would have to pay attention to what's going on. And at that moment, Russia, Nicaragua, and all these other countries that he mentioned would know that it was their time of attack. I'll give you an example. On the south of the west coast of the United States, at the border in Tijuana, at the south, we have a crisis. It's been developing over several weeks. But when did it really begin to develop? It began to develop at the same time the wildfires were taking place in Northern California, right? So in Northern California, we had thousands upon thousands of firefighters and all kinds of personnel up there as paradise was burning to the ground, right? While they were having to deal with that issue in Northern California, it was up from the south that this other issue was beginning to take place. And so in like manner, from the middle of the country, there'll be a revolution. What will happen in the middle of the country? What is going to start this internal revolution? Well, we've seen the flare-ups from Ferguson, Missouri. We've seen the flare-ups in Baltimore. We saw the flare-ups in Dallas, Texas, with the 12 police being shot, 5 being killed. We saw the flare-ups of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the KKK in South Carolina. We have seen the flare-ups, the potential. We've seen the left fighting against the right. We've seen this division politically, socially, culturally. And we know that a house divided cannot stand, and that when God says enough is enough and the balances are full and the cup is overflowing, that he begins to release his divine justice, which is part of his character according to his word. Well, now is a time where you have to know where you stand. It is just further evidence. It's further evidence that divine justice is being served. Now, what does it look like? What does that mean? What's going to happen with this quote-unquote crisis? Is it being funded by George Soros? Or is it being funded by the United Nations? Or is Trump going to use this for a political tool to get his wall built and force Congress to say, hey, look, here's the problem. Let's get it done. I mean, who's controlling all this stuff? These people that are coming up from South America to the United States. I mean, who's actually controlling it? What is it all about? What is China doing? The United States of America as a divided nation, how is it that massive countries like Russia and China and nuclear countries like Pakistan and North Korea, and then Israel being surrounded in the Middle East with an ally known as our adversary everywhere. United States, an ally of Israel, being surrounded. Internal forces at work. What is it saying to the United Nations? What's holding them from their total dependency on the United States? Okay, divided United States of America, fight days of America, a divided nation, with a war against Korea, Russia, China, and what's coming up from the south? What's going on here? Out. 0326 would like from you. I know how broadcasting is on Blog Talk. We're coming. So we want to know how things are sounding. how things are sounding. Let's take our first call coming in. 605. Good. God bless you. To the you're on.
Yes, Vincent, it's very bad. It's breaking up really bad, and it got to a certain point when you were telling more details about what is going to be happening that it started to go that way.
Okay, we're not clear that in the recording, I would encourage anybody listening to go after just go to blogtalkradio.com/x77. And just completely went through loud and clear. So sorry about that. We did, Kathy. Does anyone with you?
Okay. It's dead.
It's dead.
It died out.
Well, fair enough. We'll work on it. I apologize for that. The call. We'll put into it right now. We'll see what happens on the archive because we'll talk about it more tomorrow. This will all get worked out. God bless.